Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and well, Perchville, USA is just around the corner. It's coming up Thursday, February 2nd through Sunday, February 5th. And joining us to talk about a couple of the particular events that everybody needs to come out to, Sue Dunham. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing great, Kevin. You?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on the show to talk about, well, what's become a huge part of Perchville, USA, and I'm glad it is again. The family tent is getting ready to be open on that Saturday, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. We open at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and we run till 5 p.m.
Yeah, and during those 6 hours, man, there's all kinds of things going on.
All day long, we have fun booths, and the booths have games or interactive things for the kids to participate in.
Yeah.
We also have the National Guard coming in again with a large obstacle course.
Right.
And then we also have karaoke for the kids and open mic. We've added that because some kids would like to come in and play an instrument or do a little skit or maybe tell jokes.
Sure.
So that's available for them as well.
Nice.
We do have a graffiti wall again by a National Gypsum, and we have balloon animals like we did last year. There'll be face painting and a few more events going on.
All right. Now, graffiti wall, is that come on in and artwork kind of thing?
Yes. Oh, okay. It'll be right outside the tent door. So when you come in, you can sign your name to it that you came there or draw a little picture, whatever you prefer.
Super. All right. Well, that's going on throughout the entire part of the family tent. But then you got some other things going on, too.
We do. At 11 a.m., we'll be announcing the junior king and queen.
Oh, yeah.
And then from 11 to 3, we do have a petting zoo outside.
Yeah.
And then from noon to 5, every hour, we do a giveaway. So we do a drawing for ages 2 to 5, 6 to 9, and 10 to 13.
Oh, nice.
And then at 12:30, we have Ronald McDonald doing his magic show.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
wonderful last year.
It was.
And then at 1:30, we're doing the teen scavenger hunt. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the teen scavenger hunt. We do have a maximum of 20 teams that
okay.
we can go ahead and put through the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Two people per team. There is a registration form on the website, and it does need to be signed by a parent or a guardian. So that's important that they have that done prior to getting there.
All right.
So they can register up to 1 o'clock. It starts at 1:30. We've got some great prizes this year. We are going to have a bag for each participant, and that bag has a polar bear on it. It's in red and white, and that participant was going to take that bag, and every clue leads to a stop where they will have something to put in that bag.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. Like I said, there's some great prizes for that, so we're looking forward to it. We had an awesome turnout with it last year, and it's all through the downtown area. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, now that it's a free event, right? They don't need to pay to be a part of the scavenger hunt, do they?
No, they do not.
Yeah, okay. Wow, so 1:30 on Saturday.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and they register. They come right into the tent. There's a booth set up for them to register.
All right.
So, and then at 4:30, we're going to do an interactive improv. We'll have the audience participate so the kids can do a little improv with us. And then at 5 p.m., we are going to announce our top fun booth award. Now, last year, Tender Care won it. We have a traveling trophy that is going around, and it's for the best decorated, and that's by People's Choice.
Nice. All right. So, man, that is a solid block of fun at the family tent. And again, the family tent location this year.
In Luke's parking lot, right downtown.
That seemed to be a great spot. For
it's
it,
a fantastic
isn't it?
Spot for it. The parade ends downtown.
Yeah.
We've got the chili cook-off going on downtown, so it's a wonderful place for it.
Yeah, and they can learn more. I know we went through things pretty quick there, Sue. Best way for them to learn about what's going to be happening at the family tent?
Go onto the webpage.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Taos.com.
Taos.com.
That's the best place to go to learn more about not just the family tent, but all kinds of things going on through Perchville, USA. It's running Thursday, February 2nd through Sunday, February 5th, and one of the big parts of that is the family tent, and the person in charge of that, and I'll look forward to seeing you while
I'll be down there.
You'll be there, and so will I. Sue Dunham, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin.